Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
News was just here in town last night, spouting off about 9/11 truth, I'm told. One of the top 10 bands in the country right now. You just heard one of the main songwriters and the guitarist for Duran Duran, other big bands, speaking out. I'm told there were Infowars.com and Ron Paul stickers festooning everything at ACL Fest with over 100,000 people at it over the weekend here in Austin. I mean, it's just all around us. The people are waking up. And it is intensely satisfying to know that I myself have, thanks to you spreading the word in the last 12 years, I mean, he woke up seeing our coverage of 7-7. Warren Cucurello, Luke Radowski woke up from my meager work. Countless others that I've talked to have said, you woke me up. Charlie Sheen got woken up through our work. So many others. I can't say Mel Gibson did. He knew about the New World Order when I was in diapers. But so many people who's gone public now saying a New World Order runs things, and the same people that carried out the JFK assassination are still running things today and has now turned away from his neocon ways, Bruce Willis. I never intended that for even to come out on air because I hadn't been given authorization to talk about it. I haven't told the whole story. But you heard last year, no, was it this year? Rick Linklater spill his guts about it, then it came out in Vanity Fair. Keanu Reeves, Woody Harrelson. And then I could tell you a lot of other names you know, but that I've never talked about. So we'll just keep that a secret for now. But they're only an indicator. They're only an indicator of what the general public's doing and how many people are waking up there and how many people are taking action. Also, a lot of people bug stars and rock stars and try to get them to go public. That's not the way to get them to go public. If they want to come on this show and they ask to come on this show, they are welcome to come on here and we're honored to have them. Because people pay attention in this country to what celebrities say. Plus, celebrities tend to be pretty smart and pretty interesting people. That's why they got that little spark on their eye. That's why they are stars. They're talented people. But all the physicists and the airline pilots and the architects and the engineers and the demolitions experts that are going public about 9/11. The fraud has been exposed. So I'll tell the terrorist that I know listen to this show. The people report back to the terrorist inside our criminal government. Don't stage any more terror attacks, okay? This isn't the 60s anymore when you can bomb stuff and blame it on the liberals or bomb it and blame it on conservatives or bomb things and blame it on anti-abortion demonstrators. This isn't 2001 where you can have big spectacular Hollywood events, snuff films in the real world where you kill 3,000 people. And then lead to a war that's killed 15,000 troops, not 4,000. They don't count you dead if you die outside the country, being flown out. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to take calls the next segment, and then I'm going to continue to get into all the news. The top story here is euro gains as reserve choice. Greenspan says the dollar looks like it's going to be replaced with a euro. Him making that announcement is an attempt to kill the dollar. It makes me very angry. He's also come out and announced European stocks would plunge today, yesterday, to do that on purpose. So I guess whoever's placing these put options, that's where they need to go look. Why aren't we hearing about an investigation about that? A congressman called for it. He was on the banking housing committee, and then he fell down a flight of stairs and died 3 weeks ago, two and a half weeks ago. What, he died on September 7th? I mean, there's a lot of really, really suspicious things going on right now, and I've never seen things so tumultuous as they are. I specifically want to hear from you about England and France and Israel saying the war on Iran looks like it's on. I specifically want to hear about Greenspan trying to claim Bush was running everything, trying to blame him for everything right now, showing they may go ahead and plunge things because they're positioning themselves as saviors and good guys and trying to shelter themselves from blame. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're going straight to your calls on the other side of this quick break.
The The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Watches the government? Who watches the watchers? Who enforces against those that would rule over us? I look at this story. Remember the young man? It's all over the web. We posted on Prison Planet last week. Could the police constantly pull over the young people in St. Louis, so he videotaped the cops? They posted on the Cop Talk website that they wanted to kill him. And then since then, they've been on the site defending it, saying, oh, yeah. You see, when police start openly talking about how they want to murder people for their First Amendment, we know that we have a serious problem in this society. I want to be friends with the police. I want you to be good, honorable men and women. But when tyranny comes, We must resist it. When you start thinking you're God and we are your slaves, you've got a major problem. Government gets out of control throughout history. It's the norm, not the exception. And now we face that. All right, let's go to your calls. Glenn in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome. I'm told you disagree. Front of the line.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a Prison Planet subscriber. I want to thank you for the great work you're doing and the people that you've inspired, the great work they're doing. But I really got to disagree with you in that I think it is too late for just waking people up to make a difference. These evil SOBs who run things are going to do what they want to do no matter what. My advice to your listeners is go out, get yourself a nice cheap rifle and 200 rounds of ammo. Spend that first 100 rounds of ammo learning how that rifle shoots. The next 100 rounds, use that when the time comes. And don't worry about only having 100 rounds, because when that ammo is gone, you will either have one of the enemy's weapons or you'll be dead. Get you some food, get you some water, take care of your family, but know that it's going to come bad. It's going to get real bad real soon.
Well, when they picked up Terry Melton, who's making a film about the Browns, and who has just been neutral and everything, and they said, we're going to rape you, and I interviewed him Sunday, they said, we're going to rape you, we're going to track you down for 15 years. We've now got the marshals' names, we're double confirming them right now. It does look like that it is some of the marshals involved in Ruby Ridge. One of the marshals did do security, it looks like, at Abu Ghraib. Where do you expect to hear cops saying, don't ever tell anybody about this or I'm going to rape you? And getting, Terry told me off air what he actually said. I can't say it on air, but he said, I'm going to really hurt you. I'm going to rape I can't say it, folks, but he said, it's kind of like what they did, the fellow with the broomstick in New York. And this is just somebody they knew was just, and they said, don't make that film. This is the point. To say in America, don't make your film about the Browns. Now they're attacking the First Amendment, or I'm going to rape you.
Yeah, these are obviously evil people, Alex. They don't care. They know the slaves are getting uppity.
But, threatening to rape men.
You know, it's par for the course of evil. You know, these are demons that we're talking about. These are not normal thinking people like you and me. They don't care about, you know, having their families.
Well, I'll tell you, I did 2 hours of research last night, and it does look like one of them was involved in Abu Ghraib. It doesn't mean in the torture, but assigned to those prisons. And we know it was the Marshal Service and then hired contractors that were there. And then the other one connected to Ruby Ridge. And that's why they were bringing up to Terry. Melton, hey, so Randy Weaver came up there. I don't like him.
Randy actually stood up to him. But again, I just want to say thank you for all the good work you've tried to do. I'm afraid it wasn't quite enough soon enough. And these evil people have got their plans in motion. They're throwing away their patsy. They're getting ready to crash the economy. They're obvious about
it. Now, I don't know how long you've been listening, but I'm not trying to point out that I've got all the answers and I know this and that. I've learned what they do so I can see their actions as triggers. That's why I said 2 years ago they're not going to attack Iran yet. That's why I said it 6 months ago. To have Vicente Fox and Alan Greenspan and Paul Volcker and all these people trashing Bush, saying he ruined the economy,
exactly,
saying all of this, that is a key indicator that they're really getting ready to do some bad stuff.
It's all in place. They've got it set up to where, and you know, I'm sure they'd like a little more time to get us all chipped and get some more illegal aliens over the border. But, you know, they know that the slaves are waking up and that we're probably not going to put up with this kind of stuff for very much longer.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I hope we can avert anything bad happening, and I hope we can have time to peacefully wake people up. And my dad, one of his patients, he's retired now, but he hadn't retired when I was in college. I guess I was a high school senior. No, I just gotten out of high school. And I had a couple part-time jobs. One of them was at Walmart, but then a couple days a week I'd go do dental assisting. And I didn't know. I wanted an exciting job. I didn't want to join the military. I was thinking about being a history teacher. And my dad was just getting me to talk to some of his friends, do this, do that. And I said, you know, I could be a cop. I thought, I was pretty naive. Go out and fight bad guys, and it'd be an interesting job. And then my dad says, come to the office at this time. I go, but I'm not working that day. And he goes, I got a patient coming by. I want you to meet him. And he was the head marshal. They call him regions or areas. I forget the exact marshal's designation, but it's for sectors. And it was just like a 10-minute discussion. He was in my dad's office, big, tall, gray-haired guy. And he said, "Alex, are you a criminal?" And I said, "No, sir. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't steal. You know, I was a jock running 6 miles a day at the time." And I said, "I want to fight bad guys." And he goes, and I said, "I'm thinking about, you know, maybe going to college and being a cop or something like that." And he goes, "Listen," he goes, "wrong answer that you're not a criminal." And he looked real sad. And he said, "I wouldn't join," he goes, "especially any type of detective unit or the U.S. Marshals." And I said, "Well, okay." And I hadn't even really thought about what I wanted to try to join. He just looked at me and he said, "You can't tell the difference between," let me think of the exact words. He goes, "There's no difference now in many cases between criminals and the police." And he said, "It didn't used to quite be this bad," but he said, "I would tell you to really think twice and to not do it." Now, I'd already grown up in Rockwall and seen drug-dealing cops, but I'd seen them go to jail. And I thought that was just there. And I thought, well, I better not be a cop, because here was a high-level... I mean, he was actually a U.S. Marshal. See, they're not all U.S. Marshals. You have only certain U.S. Marshals over certain sectors. And then they're all deputy marshals under them. This was a U.S. Marshal. I forgot to add that part. A U.S. Marshal had a cup of coffee with me for 10, 15 minutes and just looked at me and talked to me for about, I mean, he didn't get to that till the end of the discussion. He says, "You look like a really good man." He goes, "I know your father's a really good person." And he just said, "Don't do it." I mean, why would a U.S. Marshal tell me not to get into law enforcement? And he also said, "Hey, if you want to be a beat cop or something, you won't make much money, but you can go out and help people that way." He said, you know, a traffic cop. But he said, I was like, "Oh, no, I want the action. I'm really good with a rifle." And I am, folks. I mean, especially back then when I used to shoot a lot. I mean, I can shoot the top off a Tabasco bottle at 400 yards. I mean, I'm shooting the same hole with a Remington 700, 308. I can shoot 5 rounds through the same hole. It becomes a ragged hole at 200 yards. I mean, I know windage, I know everything. I've gotten pretty rusty now. I mean, I can still shoot bullseye 200 yards over and over again, but I have trouble shooting through the same hole because I shoot like twice a year now. I just don't have time. The guns are all, not rusty, but they're all in gun safe and just sit there because I work all the time. I said I take a lot of calls, and I'm already getting off into a long story. It's just that I think I've mentioned that story that my dad had a friend that was a high-level cop. He told me don't join the police, but that was the full story. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in New York. Steve, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to tell you that there's a lot of people waking up. I mean, first caller is right, you know, in some ways, and I hope he's wrong, and I'm sure he hopes he's wrong. But I had I have two nephews, and one's like, he's up on all the stuff. He knows about just about everything. He knows who you are and seen a lot of your films. But I have another nephew that was like a neocon Giuliani lover. And I've been trying to tell him this. And I've been trying to... All of a sudden, I showed him the PNAC documents. And he looked at me. He goes, "Oh, my God, they did it. Oh, my God, they did do it." And then, like...
Because you can go to Dick Cheney's personal website, and he says, "We need terror attacks."
His personal website, dickcheney.com or something like that?
Well, by personal, there's 25 members. It's a private group. They contribute and own. They own the Project for an American Century.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about.
It's his personal. Yes, it's their personal group.
I cannot, you know, and then he's like, now he's calling me up. He goes, "Oh, you know about Rosie O'Donnell?" I says, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, but she's on the website." I'm like, "Yeah." He's just waking up, and he's like, he's a smart kid. Don't get me wrong. He's a smart kid. It's just that he's just in the matrix, and he hasn't swallowed the red pill, so to speak.
But it sounds like you're saying he did swallow the red pill.
Well, now he did. You know, he's a smart kid.
Stay there. I want to briefly hear more about it, then skip Chris George. I'm going to get into the other economic news. There is just so much of it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Over the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Let's go back to Steve in New York. So you say you got a nephew that's really woken up.
Yeah.
What do you think of all these top Republicans writing news articles about how we need terror attacks?
Well, I don't think he's read any of those, but I remember, you know, trying to tell him about Giuliani hiding the steel and so on and so forth. He goes, no, he didn't do that. Yeah, he did it with his own hands, you know, and he was arguing with me because of that. And I said, yeah, okay, you know, you're not ready yet, you know. And then he would say something like, oh, I'm voting for Giuliani, he's America's mayor. And I said, you know something, you're not saying your opinion. You're reiterating what you have just heard on the television.
you know, you heard the quotes, now you're reiterating. It's like, aren't you hungry for Burger King? Well, that's an old one, but I'm loving it. You know, the McDonald's saying, you know, you're just reiterating it. You're not, those are not your thoughts. And he goes, no, those are my thoughts. And I was like, and then one day I just showed him the PMAC documents and he goes, no, he just, like his whole paradigm just collapsed.
Well, that's because neocon followers always ask, why would they want to hurt their own people? To get us all stirred up to go along with giving up our liberties and attacking other nations while they suck the pension funds dry. Thanks for the call, Steve. Good story. Glad to hear folks are waking up. You bet. Skip in California, you're on the air.
There's three quick points I want to brush on.
Yes,
brush
sir.
Up on. One is, I work in a really big restaurant up here in Northern California, in the Bay Area. And pretty much the whole kitchen staff are all Mexican, so one of the things that I try to do is give them copies of Loose Change just to see what they think. And a lot of the guys I've given the copies to said, oh, I've seen that already. And I said, where'd you see it? And they said, oh, they started playing the Discovery Channel in Spanish. So I guess the Mexican community is getting pretty open, at least in this area, to 9/11 truth. And I was going to suggest, would you consider talking to Ted Anderson about getting maybe a 9/11 Truth show in Spanish? Like with Silly Castillo or, I don't know, somebody else?
No, that's a good idea. I mean, but we're almost using tin cans here at the network. It's not like we're some big fancy deal like at CBS or NBC or ABC or something. We're a very small, independent, organization, but that's certainly a good idea. We just don't have the money. And you have to go out and find the people to do stuff in Spanish. I think it's a great idea. I think Terror Storm has been translated into Spanish on Google Video. I know it's been translated into German and Japanese. And that was just listeners that did that in Germany and places. So we commend them.
Oh, second point I wanted to touch up on is I've been here in the Bay Area for about a year. And hasn't been a day that's gone by that I haven't seen a chemtrail. And then, like, around 2 weeks ago, they just stopped completely. Hasn't been one that I've seen. So I don't know what's going on there, but it's weird not to see that.
I hear you, Skip. I appreciate your call. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Yes, go ahead.
I have a question and a comment, or actually two questions. First is the Virginia Tech shooter, you said has been tied to the ROTC. I have somebody I know who has signs of, who was in the ROTC in high school and has signs of maybe gone through some kind of conditioning. He told me of like one night when they woke them up out of the blue, unannounced, but he can't remember what happened, but everything else seems pretty vivid. I was wondering if you, whatever information that you have that I could look up on the ROTC being used for mind control or brainwashing.
Well, we wrote articles, not all the ROTCs, in certain units. So that area, Blacksburg, Virginia, does admittedly have CIA, NASA mind control programs nearby. That has come out and been confirmed. They had weird terror attack drills in the year before. They just put in the loudspeaker system 5 days before the shootings. Somebody had been shot. They covered it up for 3 hours. The feds ordered them to stand down while more shooting took place for a total of 4 hours. From the time the shooting started at 7 in the morning until up till 11 when it all ended, Eastern time. We probably wrote 10, 15 articles. I don't know, a whole bunch of articles, more than 10. On that, going over all the suspicious things that happened, it just fits all the same MO we've seen. They had weird ROTC deals with regular troops running around with guns. They had an ROTC come back and kill three people. They had a mass shooting there about 8 months before the latest one. And it just, MO after MO, it just stacks up to the rafters.
Anybody could call in, or if you have any sources, I was trying to look up Kathy O'Brien's information online, or just...
What I'm saying is that was, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months ago. We wrote articles about it. They're all up there on PrisonPlanet.com. Just type Virginia Tech shooting, PrisonPlanet.com into Google, and a whole slew, probably hundreds of articles we posted, but more than 10 that we wrote will pop up. You can make the decision for your own self. I'll tell you right now, Columbine was an inside job. We've proven that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MREP Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Come now, baby. Here I come again.
PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame will premiere there October 15th before it's even out on DVD. And don't forget, you can always listen to the show how you want, where you want, when you want, on your MP3 or iPod, cell phone, however you want to do it. Just go to InfoWars.com and click on subscribe. You get all 3 hours every day. And download it right to your MP3 or iPod device. And if that isn't enough, versatility and choices for you. We've also have it streaming for you 21 hours a day. We're live 11 to 2. And then when the show ends, you can tune in. The show plays consecutively, end to end, over and over again. So you can listen at 1 a.m. in the morning. You can listen at 7 a.m. in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, any hour you missed, any guest, any item. You can tune in that way via InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know that most of you are already aware of that, but I bet your email list isn't. I bet your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, I bet your pastor, I bet your MySpace is not aware of that, and that's how we grow. That's how we reach more people. That's how we hopefully expose these murdering criminals before they're actually able to completely, totally take over the society. I want to get into some economic news, and we're going to go to your calls. Who disagrees here out of this big list? Tom and Maine, we'll go to him first, then George, Aaron, Thomas, and Jesse. That'll be it for calls, though. That's all the time I have for calls because I've got some news I want to hit first. In the first hour, I got into a lot more of the economic news. If you miss any of it, it's about to restart in about 25 minutes. You can tune in and catch that right when the show ends. It starts up again. Really key info. But I'm going to cover some of the areas I haven't gotten into now. But first, Enerfood, folks. ENERfood.com. 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 The most high-quality green food out there, and they're patriots, and it was born right here in Austin, Texas. Balanced energy all day long with a couple little scoops in your apple juice or orange juice. Delicious. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, colon cleansing, and many more health benefits with consistent use. You can get 10% off by telling them Alex Jones sent you, and when you buy in bulk, an additional 20% on top of that. That's pretty good. 866-762-9238. And this is just high-quality vitamins in their original form, so you get 100% absorption. 866-762-9238, ENERfood.com. Or check out their website by clicking their banner on the side of PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, Alan Greenspan is claiming that Iraq war was really for oil. And if you read these different articles we have out on it, it says that he told the Bush administration that they needed to invade. That's a quote. I have several articles here. They're up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. If you just type in Greenspan criticizes Bush, or I mean, there's a bunch. It's big news. I mean, I'm sure you already heard about it. But read specifically that he's saying he told Bush on the eve of the war to go ahead and go in because it would secure oil, i.e., shut the oil from flowing and then jack up prices. Then he claims Bush wouldn't listen to him on the issuance of credit, which the Federal Reserve runs, and he said Bush wouldn't listen to him on overspending, which is a lie and a fraud. So to have the bankers who run this country completely trying to blame Bush is just absolutely amazing. And Bush says he's surprised by it. Bush isn't surprised at all. He saw his daddy fall on the sword politically. That's their job, to play the part of the president and to always be sullied before they leave office, to lower the office of the presidency, to condition us to accept more corruption. You heard me say this before Clinton left, didn't you? And to have all the sins of the New World Order piled on them so the new guy or new gal, if it's Hillary, can start anew with great wickedness, and by the time you wake up to them or 4 or 8 years, they just change horses yet again, like the Pony Express. Absolutely amazing to see them doing that. Greenspan, my biggest frustration remained the president's unwillingness to wield his veto against out-of-control spending, Greenspan wrote, in the age of turbulence, and it goes on. So that's Greenspan positioning himself and the bankers as the good guy. And Greenspan himself is a high-level puppet, but a puppet who was actually allowed in there on the controls of the economy. You're actually getting to puppet level where they actually have a mandate, but then they're able to carry it out. So it's almost, Greenspan is almost not a puppet. I mean, he's right at the level of imperial legate. Okay, the other Greenspan news here. Greenspan, Euro gains as reserve choice. This is AP. This is muy huge. This is a big, big deal. Now, in case there's any confusion about this, because people email me and argue with me about this, I remember being in a Kansas City hotel room, the Sheraton, and watching Treasury Secretary Snow in 2003, who just come into office, just been appointed by the president, after O'Neill wouldn't play ball with killing the country, killing America, and he wrote a book about it. Even some of these guys at that level just can't bring themselves to kill the economy. And they said, we want a downward trending dollar, was the term they used. A nice way of saying a plunging dollar, but over time. And the Financial Times of London 2 years ago said, well, the balance here is either to bring it down incrementally, which we want, or to totally plunge it, which could even hurt our economies. And that is now happening. So there's no debate. The bankers that run America, they're not the corner bank you go borrow money from. No, I mean the banks that own our Federal Reserve, that run our nation, that hijacked us in 1913. They have made the decision to bring down the U.S. They made the decision to make us a third world nation. They made a decision to operate as if we're a third world nation and let the big foreign banks come in and buy politicians and steal private property and seize the roads and seize the water districts and militarize the police and shift into a police state mode. They're now made the decision to do what they did in South Africa, what they did in Brazil or Nicaragua or El Salvador. They have made the decision. They are behind it. Greenspan's griping about the economy, saying it's all Bush's fault, but out of the other side of his mouth, I have another article here where he comes out and says the markets are going to go down, the European markets especially. The banks, the stocks, the housing paper that they're selling, it's all going to go down, trying to drive it down for these put options, no doubt. I mean, notice we said the last, going into the 21st, that's when we had to see it happen with the put options, and lo and behold, what's happening right now? Now, the word gets out on this being an inside job, they may back off. That's why the story up on PrisonPlanet.com, there at the top, is so important. That's why I hope you all go get it. It has a measly 130 digs or something on it right now. And 123 digs, that isn't going to cut it, folks. We get it on the main page of Digs. A million can see this. Mystery trader to collect on financial meltdown. Suspicion increases about so-called bin Laden trades as markets tumble after bank runs. In the U.S., in England, in France, and they wouldn't give them their money Friday and Saturday. Now they're claiming they're trying. I mean, this is serious, folks. Not only did they have runs on the banks couldn't deliver. Greenspan, now this is the big news. This shows they're making the decision to do this. Because remember when Greenspan would burp in a press conference or in his once-a-year visit with the Congressional Banking Committee? And he would say, the economy may not grow too fast and the economy would plunge. Well, now he's saying things like, it's going to go down. It's going to get bad. It's going to be serious. Sustained recession. Paul Volcker saying global depression, former chairman of the Federal Reserve. But certainly not as prominent as Greenspan. I mean, this is all by design. If they were trying to really see what happened is hundreds of billions got dumped in, and so that shored up the markets, and then, now we got to keep it sliding. See, they want a controlled, gradual slide, and so he comes back in. Greenspan. Euro gains as reserve choice. Report, former Fed boss says euro could replace U.S. dollar as favored reserve currency. Did you hear that? Former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said it is possible that the euro could replace the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of choice, according to an advanced copy of an interview to be published Thursday's edition of the German magazine Stern. Greenspan said the dollar is still slightly ahead in its use as a reserve currency, but added it doesn't have all that much of an advantage anymore. The euro has been soaring against the U.S. currency in recent weeks, hitting all-time high of 1.3927. And you go, wait a minute, you said it was a 50%. Well, it started trading at 80 to the dollar. See, now it's at 139. That's a swing of 39 and 20 is 59.27 points. Last week, as the dollar has fallen on turbulent market conditions stemming from the ongoing U.S. subprime crisis. Again, I told you they blame it on something like that. It's totally being blamed on that, folks. It has nothing to do with it. The Fed meets this week as an expected to lower the benchmark interest rate to about 5.25%, which will plunge the dollar even further. The policy is a weakening, hemorrhaging, downward spiraling dollar. Okay, and for those that don't understand, this is basic. When they lower the interest rate, and you've got the pound at 7%, and other major currencies at 6-8%, that's what Treasury notes and different government securities are trading in that range. And then our interest rate is going to be lower than their interest rates. It's going to hurt the dollar. So you got that. France's warning of war with Iran. Banking shares fall across Europe. BBC, banking shares have been falling across Europe. Greenspan, ouster of Hussein, critical for oil security. I mentioned this, but here's the quote. Alan, this is New York Times. Alan Greenspan, the former Fed chairman, said in an interview that the removal of Saddam Hussein had been essential to securing world oil supplies at a point he emphasized to the White House in the private conversations before 2003 invasion of Iraq, saying that it was needed. There's your boss. Giving the orders. Then it gets all into bank scares all over England, not just with the Northern Rock. Senate to consider secret open borders Dream Act. I went and read the bill this weekend. It's true. It's been added on. It's called the Dream Act. Talk about a nightmare. It is Senate Amendment 2237 to legalize all the illegal aliens. But this time, just like they signed a pledge, they won't commit felonies anymore, aggravated felonies. You're legalized. Child molesters, assault with a deadly weapon, doesn't matter, armed robbery, you can stay. If you just sign a form swearing, with no evidence, says you don't have any proof, just that you've been here since you were 15, you're instantly legalized and 12 of your family members are. And you get on Social Security first visit. You cannot make this type of stuff up. They are back, and it's not just there. It's also been attached to the education bill and the farm bill, H.R. 2419. See, when they really move against us, they're not having a big debate about it now. They've just got three different bills that we know of. The farm bill, the education bill, and the Defense Authorization Act of 2008. In the Defense Authorization Act, it's 2237 is the amendment. Don't say you aren't warned. Where's my war noon? My war news here. I mean, trying to keep track of all this. Here's another one. The oil industry sleepwalking into crisis. Former Shell chairman says the diminishing resources could push price of crude oil to $150 a barrel. It's Dutch Roll Shell 12 years ago, BBC broke, that put out and funded the fake peak oil videos and documents, claiming there's no more oil so they can jack up prices. And it's the same people putting out the same scam again. I mean, it just never ends. Now I'm getting mad because I can't find my war news. Oh, big British and U.S. reports came out saying that they do plan to attack and that the war is on. London Guardian, AP, Reuters, the French are saying get ready for a war. The Israelis are claiming they bombed a nuclear weapons material site 2 weeks ago in Syria, 30 miles in, that it wasn't just them dropping their fuel tanks, or that's coming out in the Financial Times of London. This is all the type of news I have in front of me, and I just lost my call list here. Who's up first? Tom and Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you. I saw two things over the weekend, and I think I now disagree that flights 175 and 11 struck the World Trade Center towers. I think that there's a lot of evidence if you watch the news clips that were being broadcast right when the event was happening, that actually something else happened, and that the videos that we've seen over and over and over since then are the products of video editing.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, sir. I'm not going to give time to the COINTELPRO disinfo people. There's no doubt, if you look at the crowd that's pushing this, that they are a pack of liars, and they know they're liars, and they hate 9/11 truthers, and what they are is people trying to discredit 9/11 truth by saying that holograms are cartoons. Yet I have good family friends and distant cousins and people that saw both planes, and in some cases one plane, the first or the second hit. You can debate all day whether they were different planes painted up or had laser pods controlled by Martians under them, and that's bad enough. But when you start getting off into, one plane flies in and it goes from being in the sunshine to getting in the shadow of the building, and it goes into shadow. You see, and they fool you like you're children. And I'm not saying you are, sir, but I'm saying people putting this out are. And they show the planes going into shadow, and they say, there you go, it just changed colors. The hologram projector had a problem. Okay, regardless, let's say that Snoopy did it. Okay? The point is, you won't talk about Northwoods to wake people up. No, you won't, because it's 100% effective and documented. You won't talk about Tonkin being staged. You won't talk about all the U.S. government admissions of staging terror. That's how you start with people if you really want to convince them. The history of it. Like if the cops are going to look for somebody who robbed a bank and they fit a description of a bank robber who just got out of prison, they're going to go to his house first. Okay, they've done it before, A. Then you've got the hijackers, whatever they were really doing, trained at U.S. military bases, confirmed, admitted. Newsweek, AP, San Jose Mercury News, the head of the school. We've got the heads of the embassy saying that they had terrorism watch list on them. They were told, let them back in the U.S. It's a U.S. government terror cover. They're really U.S. government agents. You won't talk about that, buddy boy. They'll never notice these no-planers. All they'll do is talk about the no-planes. And it's total government disinformation, period. And every time I'm on TV or radio being debunked and being attacked, they will never address any serious issues. They bring that up and strawman me and put your COINTELPRO disinfo in my name, and I'm sick of it. Okay? All they do is attack real research, lie about researchers, savagely attack people. They are a pack of scum. And all of them that came out, noticed, operated for a year, said credible stuff, and then flipped. And they'll even giggle and laugh when you talk to them face to face. They'll just look right at you, and they're just pure evil. They're just, I mean, they're getting paid big salaries. And they are aiding and abetting those that carried out the attacks. Real planes hit the towers, and the government's desperate. They've got their disinfo agents out there, and I'm not going to be part of it.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Strange days are here, and they found us. Make no mistake, we'll be here tracking it all as it unfolds. By the way, I didn't even plug JonesReport.com. Aaron was up here until I saw he clocked out at like 2:15 in the morning last night. He's back now writing a bunch of articles. Amy Goodman got confronted by We Are Change. It's up on JonesReport.com right now. And she said, yeah, she supports a new 9/11 investigation, but what did she say about WTC 7's collapse? Remember, she was there when it happened. So that's up there right now, and a bunch of other key stuff on JonesReport.com. It is such an important group of stories. Another one, 9/11 Truth saturates The Hague after previous attempts to stop a speech. The police told them nowhere in the city, in the Netherlands, one of the biggest cities in the Netherlands, you can't wear 9/11 Truth shirts. They just said it's not allowed now. Well, people just showed up in mass and saturated it as a counter. Good job. That's how you deal with these attempts to destroy our free speech. I'm going to take a few final calls here, but before we do that, now is the time to get prepared. And the UN, the globalists do say they want to use food as a weapon, whether there's a recession, a depression, economic problems, environmental problems, whatever. The food is high quality. It lasts 10 years, and you should have a serious store of it. You should at least call and get information. They have a two-month supply for individuals. That's the bare minimum. You've absolutely got to get it. I bought food from them two separate times. I'm about to get even more. 1-800-409-5633. Give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633. The website, eFoodsDirect.com. Big links up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And Sunday nights here on Genesis from 6 to 8 o'clock Central, right after the Sunday night show I do, you can hear the Fearless Task Force show with Steve Schenck. Excellent program. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Check them out on the web. Check out the banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, who's up next here? George in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, don't let me off till I tell you what I'm doing. That's really helping me wake people up. But first off, there's that twit that says they want you tried. Look, the President of the United States isn't allowed to declare war The 1973 congressional resolution said that he could go out there for 60 days, but he's got to make periodic reports.
Yeah, for those that don't know, a neocon writer called for me to be arrested for treason.
What I'm doing is I went into the Internet and I found this shot of it looks like a nuclear blast under the ground, and I cropped it so that I could get the explosion of the dust and how it's flying. I went in and I cropped one of the buildings as they were falling, and I put them next to each other. And anybody I know that's going to give me trouble, the first thing I do is I tell them to look at this and tell me, what do you think of these explosions? Because they look almost identical.
They're huge explosions turning steel and concrete and all of it to dust.
Oh, it just looks great when you lay it next to this other blast. And you know, I'd like to see somebody do that with a fireball that hit at one of the buildings there and take it to Pennsylvania and show me how that fireball in the building equaled the fireball on the ground. Ridiculous. And by the way, before I go, I got to shake hands with Professor Stephen Jones. They were here in Bloomington, Indiana. We packed the house. Standing room only. I think they'll be back.
And that's making the feds rip their hair out with their space beams and no planes and all the rest of it. They're totally discredited. And I've tried to ignore all this, but the feds just keep pushing their line to discredit us. And they laugh and giggle, and it's so funny to them that they don't like 9/11 Truth, so they're going to go out and masquerade. It's a big joke to them. And they're not getting away with it. So the good news is that the architects and engineers and scholars are packing the houses, and the feds, everybody's laughing at them, and that's the good news. All right, I'm out of time. God bless you all. Sorry to all the other callers. I'll be back tonight on the network, 9 to midnight. And if you missed my economic analysis, I did it in the first hour today. That's going to start in 70 seconds. So you can just go to InfoWars.com, click on the screens right there. I talk about a lot of key stuff. In the first hour, we didn't get a chance to finish in the second and third, but it's there. And then also my interview with the songwriter and lead guitarist for Duran Duran in the second hour was absolutely amazing. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for being involved. God bless you all. Alex Jones signing off for Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.